Good evening. It's good to be here this evening. Nice to see everyone here. We got a good crowd this evening. And it's always, I don't feel like a visiting preacher. That's one thing. So never felt like one even when he was in Texas. So definitely good to be able to bring the word to you this evening. This evening's lesson will be coming out of Luke chapter 14. And we're going to look at verses 15 through 24. And this is dealing with the parable of the dinner. And I've entitled the lesson this evening, "There Will Be No Excuses on the Day of Judgment." There will be no excuses on the Day of Judgment. In this lesson, we'll see how people make excuses for not serving God. And also, we'll see that it's an honor and privilege to serve God the right way. Luke chapter 14, let's go ahead and read the whole section. Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. Kind of a lengthy reading, but stay with me. "When one of those who were reclining at the table with him heard this, he said to him, 'Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God.' But he said to him, 'A man was giving a big dinner, and he invited many. And at the dinner hour, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is ready now." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said to him, "I have bought a piece of land, and I need to go out and look at it. Please consider me excused." Another one said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to try them out. Please consider me excused." Another one said, "I have married a wife, and for that reason I cannot come." And the slave came back and reported this to his master. Then the head of the household became angry and said to his slave, "Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and crippled and blind and lame." And the slave said, "Master, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room." And the master said to the slave, "Go out into the highways and along the hedges and compel them to come in so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste of my dinner." You know, as we break some of these verses down, we're going to look at these. And the very first one in verse 15, you know, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." You know, every one of us is invited. Every one of us is invited. We need to recognize that not everyone chooses to serve God. You know, even when we are partaking of the Lord's Supper, you know, God is in our presence. God is in our midst. He knows our thoughts, and we always need to reflect on what Christ has done for us. But it's easy to make excuses, you know, and we're going to look at that here in just a few minutes about the excuses. As we look in verse 16, you know, the man was giving a big dinner, and as he was giving the big dinner, he had to invite many. You know, we can look at this like inviting one to services, and or even in our own worship. You know, we have work to do, and he had the same thing. He had work to do. He invited many. But what is your attitude as you head to worship services? What is your attitude? And number one, we should want to be here. We should want to be here. We should be excited about being here. But I also, number two, sometimes we treat services like we're just going through the motions. And, you know, God knows our attitude. God knows our attitude, but He wants our very best when we are here. You know, it's an honor to be in God's presence. It's an honor to be in God's presence, and we should treat it as so. In John chapter 4 and verse 24, you know, we are to worship in spirit and in truth. There are many people who do not like the truth. You know, they want to worship the way they want to. And the problem with that is that God has told us how to worship. God has told us to worship in spirit and in truth. Psalm 2 verse 11 says, "Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling." And also Matthew chapter 15 and verses 8 and 9, the Bible reads that this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In verse 9, but in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. And we know that this goes on today. They teach the precepts of men. You know, we need to be pleasing to God, not pleasing to man. But we know that a lot of this goes on. You know, our worship needs to be in spirit and in truth. I've heard people blame the preacher, blame the song leader, and there may be many others who serve and get blamed for a person not getting something out of worship. And it could be because our hearts may not be in our worship. Our hearts may not be in our worship. And if I am not edified each and every service or time we meet, it is my fault. It's my fault and no one else's. You know, we do a lot of blame shifting. You know, we get what we put into it. And as we are here, that's the same thing. We need to put 100% into our worship. God wants us 100%. You know, and if we come with a poor attitude, that's how we will leave. Our attitude always needs to be in check. Now let's look at verses 17 and 18 of Luke chapter 14. You know, he sent the slave to invite and said that everything is ready now. Everything's ready. And this is where they began to make the excuses. This is where they began to make excuses. And the very first one, he bought a piece of land and needed to go out and look at it. You know, and then he asked to be excused. And then excuse number two, one bought the 5 yoke of oxen and wanted to try them out. And then he asked to be excused. And then the third excuse was a man married a wife, and he asked to be excused. You know, Jesus invites us all. He invites us all. And come judgment day, there will be no excuses. There will be no excuses. You know, we're very good, though, at making excuses. Sometimes we put things off that we can do now. But if we wait, you know, waiting can cost us a soul. Waiting can cost us a soul. And I can't help but bring in Acts chapter 24, verses 24 and 25, where Felix was being preached to by Paul, and he didn't want to hear it at the time. Felix did not want to hear what Paul had to say at that time. But what better time now than to listen to God's word is now. If we wait, it can cost us a soul. Now as we look in verse 21, the slave came back to give a report. He reported to his master, and the head of the household became angry. He became angry, you know, all that work, and he became angry. Told the slave to bring in the poor, bring in the crippled, bring in the blind. You know, it's hard when people reject your invitation. When people reject your invitation, but that should not stop us from inviting others. That should not stop us from inviting others. You know, they were trying to fill the house. They were trying to fill the house, trying to get those who they did not invite the first time. Well, they were expanding out. And that's how we are. You know, just because someone tells us they don't take us up on the invitation, well, the invitation is always there. They know that you care. They know that you care. And they may turn you down the first time, but they may come back later and say, thank you for the invitation. Thank you. And then take you up on the invitation. What about our house today? Are we building our house today? Are we doing our very best to fill our house today? Are we inviting like we should? Are we setting up Bible studies like we should? You know, sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zones and not be afraid to speak out, not be afraid to tell someone about the gospel. But sometimes we don't take that into consideration. We have to get out of our comfort zones and know that some will not listen. And that's just how it's going to go, because that's the way Paul preached. That's the way Jesus preached. There were those who listened, but there were also those who did not listen. But we, there's one thing, you know, I've seen a decline in many congregations today. If we aren't growing, we are dying. You know, the most disheartening thing that we saw while we were in Texas was that there were many congregations, or some congregations, closing their doors. Those who were closing their doors because, and these congregations were once a strong congregation. They were once a strong congregation, especially in that area. But if they're not growing, they're dying. We have a work to do in our area. And if we're not working and doing our job, that's the way it's going to go someday here. We have to get out in the community and do our work. Some, you know, but like I said earlier, some were once a strong congregation in that area. But it's easy to talk to those amongst our congregation, but we've got to get out of those and talk to those who may not know what the gospel is or even know what the Bible is. But we need to reach out and talk to those who have never been introduced to the gospel. And as we do so, don't give up. Don't give up on people. They know that you care just by the invitation that you give them. The door is always open for those who want to listen. And that's who we need to get, is the ones who want to listen. There will be those who don't want to listen, but the ones that we can talk to and the ones that will listen, those are the ones we need to pay attention to. But I believe in this passage, you know, the man was to invite and fill the house. No one said that our task will be easy. But we need to build up a strong congregation. We build up a strong congregation. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, all things are possible to him who believes. And we have to believe in God's word. Let God's word be our guide. You know, the reward will be greater when we answer the invitation that is set before us. When we answer that invitation that is set before us, our reward is in heaven as long as we are found faithful. You know, many people stop at baptism, but that's just a start of servitude. That's just a start in a person's service to Christ. That's a beginning. You know, Jesus always invites us. It's our decision to accept. It is our decision to accept his invitation. But the invitation is always there. The invitation is always there. The door is always open. It's our duty to invite others. You know, don't let Satan allow us to make excuses. Satan does not want us to do our duties. He doesn't want us to do what we're supposed to do. Sometimes we can be our worst enemies because we make excuses. But what a, you know, it's a wonderful God that we serve. What a great God we serve. You know, we sing a song, what a mighty God we serve. You know, let us not have Satan get in our way of our duties to serve. We have to know that everyone we invite will accept, not everyone that we invite will accept the invitation. But the main thing is that they may accept later. Always leave the door open for them. Always. It's easy to get discouraged, but I could not help but bring in Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Let us not lose heart in doing good. That's what we need to focus on. We can't get discouraged in our walk with Christ. We cannot get discouraged. You know, this always should be our attitude. This should be our attitude. We need to look for the opportunities. Seek the opportunities. You know, don't wait for opportunities to come to us. We need to look for those opportunities. Waiting could cost us a soul. If we put things off, it could cost us a soul. That's what we need to do. Seek the opportunities. Make best of our opportunities. Let us do good to all people, especially those of the household of faith. This evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God and haven't put Christ on in baptism, if you are a Christian and are struggling with something in your life, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation.